Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
And greetings and welcome to the show. Greetings to you live from Rawlins, Wyoming, where we are just ahead of the storm that's expected to come through and drop almost a foot of snow with hurricane force winds and lots of problems. But on the last week of the tour, looking forward to a couple more shows in Nebraska, and then this party wagon's heading back to the East Coast to get home. Real world of life at home and not life on the road. I'm glad you're with me today. So much to talk about. I've been out here traveling, of course. You know what's funny? I don't know if you caught this, but I saw an article the other day that said the hospitals are fuller than they've ever been at any point of the pandemic. What? What? Well, where's the people running around? We're going to overwhelm the hospitals. We're going to overwhelm the hospitals. We're going to overwhelm. Where are those little bitches at now? Where are they? Where are they? When Trump was in office and 10 people had died, oh, the world's coming to an end. And then they had sickness. Oh, we're going to overwhelm the hospitals. Oh, Trump doesn't care. We're going to overwhelm the hospitals. Trump doesn't care. And now that there's no election, nobody gives a shit. The hospitals are fuller than they've ever been while Chicken Little was crying about the crashing of the hospitals because they wanted to not elect Donald Trump. They wanted to make sure that even if their election rigging didn't work, that they would turn the people against him. I'm not a Trumper, but I know who was better for this country than this dunce we got in the White House now. It's obvious who was better for this country. And y'all better get ready, because if it ain't this country, it's going to be overseas. You know, the sophisticants, the Europeans, you know, they're so cultured. They're so cultured that they've started two world wars and they're working on the third. Oh, they're so cultured. Oh, yes, so cultured. Oh, my. If we could only be as cultured as Europeans are. These cultured people have started the first two world wars and are working on the third one, and you people call them cultured. Just exactly how dumb are you? Well, it's pretty obvious how dumb we are. I mean, you elected Biden, and in Pennsylvania, you elected another man who can't form sentences. It's the new Democratic strategy. Elect people that can't talk so you can't challenge their policies. You can't challenge something you can't understand. But anyhow, I'm out here traveling in all of this sickness. Or as we used to call it, the winter cold season. Before all you crybaby germaphobes took over and turned everything into a damn crisis. You see what they're trying to do? Look what they did for a fake pandemic. Look at how much damage they wrecked on the world. And now they're talking about climate lockdowns? Screw you. You ain't locking me down. Hell no. There's a bunch of us that are done with your shit, and I'm one of them. You ain't going to lock me down. I am a free man. You better learn that, or you're going to learn it the hard way. I ain't backing down. I ain't wearing your damn mask anymore. You know what's really funny is California and New York are reinstalling mask mandates or they're heavily suggesting, when it's already been said that there was zero proof the mask did anything other than screw up your respiratory system. I wonder why RSV's around. Folks, trust your immune system. Trust God who gave you the immune system. My immune system got me to 60. It'll get me to 61, and it'll get me to where I need to be. And if it doesn't, that was my day. But I'll be damned if I'm going to put this experimental poison in my body. There is so much evidence of how horrible this thing is. Why does Biden cling to it? Why do you cling to something that's proven to kill people? Oh, by the way, this was just in Facebook news. This just happened. Get this. How long are you going to take this? How many is it going to take for you to open your eyes? Former UFC tight end Jake Hescock, dead at 25. Former UCF tight end Jess Hocka died Sunday at the age of 25, days after suffering cardiac arrest. This isn't normal. Perfectly healthy people are dropping dead and nobody cares. This is a meme. This is not my thought. They said one person that you know would give a restaurant a bad review, you quit going there. Yet hundreds of deaths of people suddenly, oh, there's no correlation. That just happens. No, it doesn't. It doesn't just happen. The blood of these people is on your hands. The ones who forced this and followed along like good little Nazis. You take this injection. What's in it? We don't know. Shut up. Screw your informed consent. What makes Fauci better than Mengele? Both of them did experiments on people. This is unreal what we're watching here. Young people are just dropping dead. Screw your granny. Remember, it was, don't kill granny. Don't kill my kids. And after taking everybody out of the normal daily ritual where you're exposed to small amounts of a cold so your immune system can work, you know, like a vaccine triggers your immune system, you walking around every day getting little bits of stuff from the environment triggers your immune system so you can fight it, and nobody's immune system was triggered because everybody was kept away from everybody, and now the world's sicker than it ever was. And it's because of you germaphobe monk BS people who locked us down and made us, and you'll never make me again. You'll never make me again. You will never make me stay home again. You'll never make me put a mask on. You'll never get me to do any of this stupid shit that you've done that's ruined this planet. And it's your fault for following along like good little sheep when everybody knew this was bullshit. I'm sorry, folks. But I'm watching young people drop dead and nobody cares. How many is it going to take? How many perfectly healthy people having heart attacks is it going to take? How many? Until it's one of yours? I guarantee you when it's one of yours, you'll wake up. Perfectly healthy football player collapsed during a jog. See a pattern here? There's a cyclist who died. There's all these people, folks. Look at who was it? Her son. You would think that these famous elite, and look at that. Let's go down the list. Celine Dion got stiff person syndrome. Justin Bieber has his face screwed up. Bruce Willis can't recognize people. Anybody see a pattern here? These rare, ultra-rare diseases are appearing in everybody who took Uncle Sam's little prick. But Biden and the Democrats who rig elections and have sat there and are rigging the world are turning their back on data that shows that this is killing people, and they're going to still try to force you to take it. They fought the military. Finally, our representative showed up and passed a bill to overturn this military crap. They want to destroy our – you know, we're not going to have a standing military. 90% of the military has been backed with this poison. And in 2 years, we aren't going to have 90% of our military. You watch and see. This is going to be a long, dark winter, kids. There are going to be a lot of people dying this winter. And these videos, go on YouTube and see if you can still find them. They've probably been washed away. But there's videos of stacks of coffins. Millions of them. If you still think any of this is by accident, you're dumb. You're dumber than dumb. You can't open your eyes and see that something is killing people, yet they still want to force you to take it. And by the way, all you people forgoing your booster shots, guess what? It don't matter. It's still going to come get you. Your body has been ruined. Your immune system has been ruined. Your blood is full of clots right now. Look at the fibrous things they've been removing from these people. That's not made up. That's real. They want you to believe it's made up, but that's real. It's because we're not treating it. No, it's because your new poison has destroyed immune systems to the point where they won't fight cancer anymore. How many people is it going to take before you go, you know what, maybe Dan's right. Maybe Dan's right that this is poisoning us. Maybe the inventor, Dr. Malone of the mRNA thing, the inventor, you know, a guy who should know a lot, seeing how he was the one that invented it. Why is he saying not to inoculate your kids? Because he understands, like I understand, this is zero threat to your kids. But the vaccine, that's a whole nother ball of whack. You want to sign your kid's death sentence, get them this vaccine. This is unreal, folks. This is unreal. I'm telling you, folks. If you can't look around you and see what's happening, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to sit here and you're going to sleep through it, and they're going to take your rights, and they're going to poison a bunch of people, and then they're going to take over the world. But see, it's real hard to control 8 billion people. It's not hard to control a billion people. Remember the Georgia Guidestones that just got blown up? Remember those? Anybody? Bueller, anybody remember those? Remember what they said about getting the population down? They're doing it. They've said it out in the open, but, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a realist, boys. They're doing what they're sitting there saying it right in your face, what they're planning on doing. Bill Gates said on tape, you can go find it, with proper health care and vaccines, we can get the population down too. That was not a mistake. It was not a misspeak. That was him saying right to your face that what we're going to do. And why is he buying up all the farmland? Why are we allowing him to buy up all the farmland? We need to stop these monopolies. But we're not going to. You know why? Because they bought every one of your damn politicians, your representatives, who don't give a shit about you. They don't care for you. They don't care anything about you. They care about stuffing their pockets and being in charge. But if you got this shot, if you've got Uncle Sam's little prick, I pray for you, because your clock's running. whether you want to believe it or not. Oh, the government, we never asked that to them black guys from Tuskegee. Ask him how that went, Mr. Syphilis. Oh, and they came out and admitted that, said, oh, our bad. How long? How long are you going to sit by and be destroyed? Over half of America, almost 70%, has got the kill shot. Now, it's just a matter of waiting. Waiting for it to do its dirty work. It's faster on some. It's slower on others. They have airline pilots dropping dead in flight. You have athletes dropping dead training. You have athletes dropping dead playing games. You have people with videos over and over and over of people exercising and falling dead. You have newscasters dying on TV, yet you still trust this shit. What are you? You're the kind that sit there and go, I bet you did your research. Your research was to follow a bunch of people and mindlessly obey. Not me. I will go live in the woods before I agree to this shit that's coming down the pike. Look, folks, they're crashing money everywhere so that they can replace it with a digital dollar so your masters and overlords can track your every expenditure right down to $600 while they lose another $2 trillion they just admitted to, just like the $7 trillion they lost the day before all of the information on the lost money was miraculously destroyed in a terrorist, air quote, attack. But you'll buy it because our government's good. They're our representatives. They care for me just like the stripper I give all my money to. They're both whores, and they both take your money, and they both don't give a shit about you. They don't. They don't at all care about you. You had better wake up. You had better because it's coming to you whether you like it or not. Oh, and Al Roker, who famously took the Uncle Sam's little prick on TV, is in hospital for blood clots. Hey, what would be the odds of that? Like all the other people that you keep ignoring. Seriously, folks. What's it going to take for you to wake up? What's it going to take? Is it going to take for you to just come up and slap you in the face? I just don't know what to tell you. Oh, we got another group cancels their Saturday Night Live appearance due to health issues. Have you noticed all these bands and all these other people that are canceling tours because of health issues? It's almost like everybody who got the vaccine is suddenly having weird health issues. I'm telling you, folks. You just look through here. And it's a laundry list. It's a laundry list of people dying. But you'll just not do anything. You'll not do anything. Oh, well, as usual, 20 minutes has ripped by. It's amazing how that happens. But I'm passionate, folks, because if you don't wake up soon, it won't matter what I do. The numbers. But there's a whole bunch of you that would just rather follow than think, because it's easier. Because if you think, you have to take responsibility for your thoughts. And most of you are afraid of that. That's why you are working for other people, because then you don't have to make any decisions. You just show up and somebody tells you what to do. So you can live your life on autopilot. Go home, park your ass on the couch, and watch a whole bunch of TV. And get fatted. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that. You know, you go, girl. Folks, I am telling you right now, you had better wake up. You had better look around you, and you had better get your head out of the sand before it is way, way, way too late, which it pretty close to being is. So some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marti.com. Great deals, good feels.
And we're back. Oh, boy. Let's start attacking the news. First of all, I don't know if you caught this, but look around you. Remember, Donald Trump was once a liberal media darling. He had the number one show on TV. He was at every single place a lib could be until he ran for an election basing conservative values. And he was ostracized because he didn't go along with the regime's message. Then comes Elon Musk, who invented an electric car that all the libs love, and Alyssa Milano loved. And so she said he was a Nazi, so she bought a Volkswagen, which again shows her ignorance to what a Nazi is. And Musk is now under constant attack, constant investigations. The regime has weaponized every branch of government. FBI openly tampered in an American election. But it was for the Democrats, so we will turn a blind eye. Imagine if somebody had tapped the phones of Joe Biden. Well, first of all, they probably wouldn't have heard anything intelligent. But still, the libs lost their minds. They'd be like, oh my God, that's treasonous. Look, they're a fake insurrection where the police let people into the Capitol, where Nancy Pelosi turned down National Guard help that was readily available. The farce, the show trial that was not a trial but a kangaroo court, where nobody was allowed to present opposing evidence. This isn't America. You are watching the communist takeover of the United States led by Joe Dunce Cap Biden. They are going to crash this country so hard that they appear to be the only path out. Howard and Piven, kids. Look, they're saying in public what they want to do. They want to be in charge of your every inch. Let them do it. Are you going to let them do it? Everybody who stands for freedom is attacked, except for Democrats, because they don't stand for freedom. They're the witch hunt party. And their little 25% of rabid followers are extremely noisy. And if you, the quiet ones, don't stand up and say hell no and hell no over and over and over, you're going to tell me to wear a mask, you better be ready to fight me. You better be ready to fight me if you're going to try to force that shit again. This is unreal, folks. This is unreal.
And they're trying to rule. They're trying to rule Musk. Ruin Musk. And like I said, and I want you to think about this, because everybody goes, "Oh, you've gotten to leave Facebook." Okay, let me make the difference here between me threatening to leave Facebook and the little snowflakes leaving Twitter. I have threatened to leave Facebook over them censoring my free speech. My free speech. People leaving Twitter are leaving over the fact that others are allowed to have their free speech. That's a huge difference. I don't want to shut you up. I want to hear your opposition. That way, I can provide facts to go against you. But this is a one-sided argument. The only facts allowed to become to the forefront are that of the regime. And it is a regime. It is not a political thing. This is a regime. This is communism. Remember, Joe Biden, like a good dictator, signed over 100 dictates. So let it be written, so let it be done. Like a good king, like a good ruler. But again, you do not care. Joe's your guy. He's on your team. I'm on Team America. Whatever's good for America, I'm for. I'm for. Oh, and don't forget, Brittany, air quotes, Griner. Well, we traded a guns dealer for her, the merchant of death. So you Democrats on your gun control can shut the hell up for the rest of your lives when you're willing to let a killer who uses guns, who runs guns, who provides guns, you're going to let him go for a damn basketball player. You can shut the hell up about gun control. You can shut all the hell way up about gun control. You have lost every ounce of credibility when you'll trade a basketball player for a gun dealer. I don't give a shit. I know we should have got the other Marine, but that's not what I'm talking about. You let a gun dealer go. A worldwide killer. You let him go. Don't you ever talk to me about my guns. Don't you ever talk to me about my guns again, you whiny simpletons. I'm sorry I'm so angry today. I'm sick to death of watching my fellow Americans drop dead, watching a president hand weapons to people and then chide us about our guns. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching people who have an opinion get crushed down by the liberal mob that is destroying this country piece by piece, and they're proud of it. Look, this woman hated America. And then Joe Biden goes on, "I brought home the most patriotic American," proving that he's still dumber than dumb. Nick Griner hated this country. She said that the national anthem should not be sung anywhere. We should have left that bitch in jail. Or if she is a bitch. We should have left it in jail. Oh, I know. That's not politically correct, Dan. I don't give a shit. I'm over your political correctness. I'm over your disease shit. I'm over your global warming. And this man right here is going to stand no matter how much I lose. I'm going to stand because somebody has to start doing it. And if you're listening to this show and you agree with me, you need to start doing it. When they say mask, tell them to stick it up their ass. When they say get the Uncle Sam's little prick, go, no, thank you. Kiss off. Stand up. Don't fear. That's what you got to do. Be afraid. Don't be afraid. We used to be
land of the free, home of the brave. We aren't no longer. Oh, there's some of us. Oh, I've run into a bunch of them out here on the tour. Oh, by the way, Joker's Jester's Comedy Tour is in the last week, so if you're listening from Nebraska, check out educatedredneck.com under my schedule, and you'll see the dates listed for Nebraska. But folks, you had better come to the realization that if you don't stand up soon, it's going to be too late. Look at all the places across the planet that gave up their guns, and look what happened to them. Look at Australia. They gave up their guns because they wanted to be good citizens. They gave up their guns. And look what it got them. It got them locked down and forced to take this poison. That's what it did. It got them locked down, and they were forced to take this poison. I don't get it, folks. I don't get what is keeping you from seeing this. But for some reason, you're not seeing it, and I don't get it. I really don't get it. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to wake up and realize that they have zero concern for your health? They have zero concern for your prosperity. They want to line their pockets and rule you like good little dictators. And the question is, when are you going to stand up? When is enough going to be enough? When are you going to let these, just stand up to these yelling little bitches and go, I'm done with your shit? When are you going to stand up to the people screaming, science is science, but a woman can't be defined? It's whatever one feels like they are. And then we've got this lunatic in the White House, this whatever you want to call it, stealing luggage. You know what? Years ago, if you were that much of a freak, nobody would have hired you. And now the freakiest freaks of freaks is running a department of the American government. That should scare the hell out of you. We got all kinds of freaks in Washington running shit. And we're supposed to just play along like it's okay. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Sure, why not? I'm putting it to you this way. You can live your life any way you want. I'm not going to tell you how to live it. But I sure as hell don't want you in a position of authority. I'm sorry, I don't. If that bothers you, tough shit. There used to be mental evaluations for shit. Now we got lunatics running the asylum. We got a president who can't put words together. We got a, I think she controls, or it controls the fear agency. We got a confused person in the middle. We got so many people who don't know what the hell they are and got mental problems. I know I shouldn't be saying that. I don't give a shit. It's about time you quit worrying about what people think and you start standing up for what's right. All right, it's time to get another break out of the way, so let's have at it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
My favorite commercial. My theme for this show. Folks, quit being afraid. Fear stops nothing. Fear is the weapon they use to herd you. Fear is the weapon they use to control you. Remember, always remember, every single thing that the expert, air quotes, said was proven wrong. Everything. The experts were the only misinformation. All the stuff that was labeled misinformation was the truth. It most certainly was. Even CDC came out and said, we screwed it up. We're sorry. We're sorry we ruined your life. No, they didn't even say we're sorry. They just said we made a mistake. There was no sorrow in it. They were not sorry that they ruined your life. They were not sorry that your grandma died alone. They were not sorry you could not attend a funeral of your family member. They were not sorry for all the people dropping dead. That was an oops. So shut up and get Uncle Sam's little prick so that we can end this. And now they're talking Biden faces growing pressure to drop charges against Julian Assange. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to weigh in on this one. That man should not be charged with anything because he brought the truth that should have been out in public. He shined a light of disinfection on our government. And if you read the emails he's put out and believe them because they are the truth, everybody in Washington would be on the chopping block. But again, you think the government's a stripper? You think it really cares for you? And the stuff going on over in Ukraine, Daily Star. Putin's henchmen warn Ukraine conflict can turn into an all-out nuclear war. Ukraine conflict could turn into... So are you willing to have a worldwide nuclear war over Ukraine? Are you willing to do that? That sure is a hell of a quicker way to get the populations of the planet down. You don't have to wait for them to die. Just kill them. $40-50 billion over there, where our vets sleep in the streets. Why? We're broke. We're $130 trillion in debt. Do you not understand that? Our credit cards are banged to the walls, and we're still sending billions to a country that had billions to invest in a Bitcoin that sent millions to the Democrats. So they don't have the money to fund their own war, but they got money to fund a Bitcoin that sends money to Democrats. Jesus, that sounds a lot like money laundering. Sure does to me. Special counsel speeds ahead on criminal probes. We've had Hunter Biden's laptop with examples of pedophilia, money laundering, influence peddling. Not a thing. And then the FBI suppressed that story to influence an election, and you don't care. Just remember this. Whatever you let the Democrats do, the Republicans will also do. The second they get power, they will do exactly what you're doing. And that's why we need to quit voting for Republicans and Democrats and start voting for Americans who care for America and want to put America first.
Oh, I know. You shouldn't say America first. That's somehow rich.
Screw you. I live here. America first. We need to get back to believing in our country, America first. We need to bring our manufacturing home. My sister had to wait 2.5 months to get a computer for her car. And here is the stupidity of all. See, I used to like Howard Stern way back in the day, but he's turned into everything he was against. Now, remember, Howard Stern famously used the First Amendment to defend his absolute bullshit. Oh, he hid behind it like it was, you know, it was his right, and it was his right. But then you see him, oh, you people not getting the shot. He says Howard Stern ridicules the royal family as whiny bitches, says the man who is afraid of a 99% survivable virus. Howard Stern's the biggest whiny bitch on the planet Earth right now. I hope he goes under. Canada to expand assisted death. I'm going to weigh in on this. First of all, I'm going to be quite honest with you, and this is going to piss off many. And this comes from experience. I took 5 years off from work to care for my parents. I watched the end of their lives come and go. I watched my dad be hospiced. You know what that means? That means you're going to do nothing. You're just going to wait for them to die. I don't care how you feel about this. This is my opinion. I think we treat our dogs better than we do our old people. Now, Canada, what they're doing is they're letting young people, just because they're depressed, kill themselves. I'm not for that. But when you have an old person laying in a bed and the machine's the only thing keeping them alive and you're just going to wait for them to finally die, that is when I want to step in. A family should be able to help one of their elder family members to go on. Rather than sit there and watch them suffer for 2 months, Canada's doing, I'm not for. I'm not for just because somebody's depressed they can take their life. I'm not for when somebody's having just a few hard times they can take their life. But I am for when you are sitting there dying and all we're going to do is wait for you to die. I am for helping people move along to the next plane. Oh, look at this one. Robots set their sight on new job, sewing blue jeans. There's a quiet effort underway to find out if machines can sew blue jeans. Many apparel. See, let me tell you something, kids. For all you people sitting out there living off the government rather than going back to work, eventually there's going to be no jobs to come back to. Robots can flip a burger. And if you've been out in any fast food restaurant doing this shit show, you understand what I'm talking about. There's lines. There's shit. These robots will come in, and they won't get the Rona, and they won't go to concerts, and they won't stay out drinking late. You can be replaced, whether you like it or not. And here's another one. This one. Humans in 2100 could be ageless bionic hybrids with downloadable brains. Hell No. You offered me life forever. I would turn it down. I will live my life as it was meant to be lived. And when my day comes, I will go and I will find out what's on the other side. I don't want to live on this world forever. So you can take all your bionic bullshit and blow it out your ass. I ain't into it. I don't want to be a cyborg. Men and women born around 2100 could live in a world very different to ours as humans. Totally connected to the internet, meshed together with artificial intelligence. What the hell, man? What the hell? No, absolutely not. Yes, it's a tragedy to lose a family member. But if you believe that there's a life after, it's not a tragedy. It's a tragedy for you. Not a tragedy for them. And I don't want to be a machine. I like being flesh and blood. I will take my chances on what's on the other side before I'll stay on this planet, which eventually, if you get the cyborgs, just remember this. If you become a cyborg and connected to the grid, they can shut you down. So you must obey to stay here. You must obey your overlord. Oh, here's a good story. This is just more Biden success. Household wealth dropped by $13.5 trillion from January to September. Do you hear what I just said to you? Household wealth down by $13.5 trillion. Boy, Biden's out there just screwing the whole planet. The question is, how long are you going to let it happen? How long? $13.5 trillion in worth destroyed by Captain Dunch, who can't put two sentences together. Boy, that sure sounds like a success. Record inflation, Biden. Household wealth destroyed, Biden. Record oil prices, Biden. Forcing people to take a kill shot, Biden. Most executive orders, Biden. Total disrespect by the world. Biden. Guy makes Jimmy Carter look like an all-star president. The crypto market has melted down. Home prices in major markets are dropping. Investments in stocks and bonds are suffering. Again, more Biden success. More Biden success. You get it? Every corner in every indicator, Biden is a failure of epic proportions. And you better pay attention to what's happening to the Dutch farmers. The Netherlands seems unlikely the person to fight a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah. You've been watching what's been going on over there? They're going to destroy these farms because of global warming. Again, I'm going to offer this challenge. And I want you to provide this to me. Name me one weather forecaster. Name me one that can say tomorrow's temperature at this time will be, and there'll be rain or there won't be rain. Well, Dan, nobody can do that. because the weather's changeable. Exactly! The climate changed before we ever showed up on the planet Earth. There is zero we can do. You're willing to allow them, look, you already stood in line for a virus that was highly survivable, like good little sheep. You already reported your neighbors and became snitches, you know, just like the people did back in Nazi Germany to turn in their Jewish neighbors. You've already shown that history taught you nothing. Nothing. And everybody stood around and go, but just how exactly did the Germans get the people to go along during World War II when they were killing Jews? Well, you know now. Because people were on TV saying that if you didn't get the vax, they wished death on you, and that was okay. Because people were on TV saying if you didn't get the vax, you didn't deserve a life, but that was okay. And here we are. Here we are. And then, like I said, I shared the story of the young guy dying. Here's another one. Guys, journalists at the World Cup just dropped dead. How many people? How many? Look, folks, just understand this. For every famous person you've heard about, because they're famous, there's probably 100 or 1,000 who were not famous that died. Tell me if this doesn't make you ponder something. We've been hearing for quite a while now that there's a shortage of people, that nobody's there to fill the jobs. What if it's not because they're not sitting home? What if it's because they've died? And here we go with your cultured Europeans, your elite that... You know, I hear so many Americans apologize. We go overseas, they hate Americans, and they apologize. Screw Europe. Europe started both world wars, and it looks like they're starting on the next one. Chinese and Indian troops injured in fresh border face-off. Turkey's leaders warned Greece its missiles can hit Athens. Those are your cultured elite. You know, the really smart ones. They're getting ready to fire off World War III, and you still look at them and act like they're intelligent. They're sitting over there fighting amongst themselves. The cultured elite Europeans. It is so much better than America. Am I, what I say to you, if you believe that, move. Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. Move. Go. If that's such what you, why change us to be bullshit like them? If you don't like it, get out. Just go. Change their government. You don't have to change their way of life. It's already there. Go. There's a plane leaving every hour. Go. Get the hell out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. And also, folks, go while you're out and around. Start looking at the shelves. The shelves have not really fully recovered. There is a lot of shortages. And it was caused crybaby little germaphobes and your monk-like response. It wasn't caused by the pandemic. If nobody had done anything, this thing would have passed by like a fart in the breeze. You'd have sniffed it for a second, and then it'd been gone. Now we're locked in the shitter with it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Folks, you just... I don't understand. I don't understand how we got to this point, but boy, we sure did. Well, we've done with Drudge. Let's go over to let's pop over to the news and Facebook and see what they're. Oh, U.S. announces fusion energy breakthrough. Scientists hit a key milestone to create abundant zero carbon power through nuclear fusion. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Well, look at this. Hall workers, animal rescue leader Chad Atkins dead at 44. Okay, I have a note from the article. Who wants to bet he died suddenly? Anybody with me? Anybody with me? Let's see what he died of. Look at this. Paul Work says failure while at home. How many of these is it going to take for you to wake up? And here's another. And here is yet another. How many people have to drop dead before you of deaths reported? Oh, you can't. Nobody really proved it. You can't say, what was the point of VAERS? VAERS was made to report vaccine-related injuries. Nobody questioned VAERS results before this pandemic. I don't get it, folks. And then just, I don't know what to tell you. Well, time to run the last set of commercials. So we'll be right back.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers. Oddball, loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural.
our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Here's a story where somebody was like, I idled an electric car for 12 hours in freezing cold to see what would happen. Folks, electric cars are a joke. What are you going to plug them into? the grid that's already worked to the point of brownouts, or the grid that can be taken down like it did in Carolina? See, at least with gasoline, you can hand pump it and fill your tank. But if the grid went down, your electric cars would be worthless as tits on a boar hog. And let's look at the range, and let's look at the damage they do to the roads. Because these vehicles are heavy. They shred their tires, which puts more carbon into the air. You have to mine tons of ore to make a battery. Big strip mines, big open areas, but you don't care because that's for your green technology. Who decided battery-operated cars was the next thing? Who decided that? The government? And why does the government decide what the next thing is going to be when they were never intended to do that? They were never supposed to lead the country. They were supposed to represent the country. There are so many things better than batteries to replace gasoline. And gasoline has become amazingly clean. By the time you process the ore, ship the ore, manufacture it, put it in a car, it will take you 40 or 50 years before you offset all the destruction you did with the digging. And also, this guy who did this, he started with a full battery. How many people start with a full battery on the interstate? Nobody. Nobody. He says, when I got in the car to start the test at 5:45, the charge read 100%, but only 186 miles of range on the cluster. And that was on a 32-degree day. What are you going to do? I'm sitting out here. We've had 0 degrees. What are you going to do? You're going to have a range of 150 miles? And then when that's done, you got to set for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, even on the supercharger, to come back to 100%. Folks, cars are not the future. They are not the answer. I don't know, folks. Anyhow, I mean, seriously, folks, what in the world? What are we doing out here? It's just, I keep watching the United States falling apart. It's unreal. It is totally unreal what is being done to us. I wish people would wake up to it. You're being herded. You're being herded, folks. And you need to wake up to that fact. And once they get digital currency, you're done. Because the people that lose million concern, I mean, people that lose trillions are concerned about your... You understand what I just said to you? How long before you open your eyes and look around you? Because this world is falling apart. And it's not by accident. These people with the World Economic Foundation, if they've said in their own words what they want to do. They have said the population must be reduced. They said that you... Now they're after cars. The World Economic Forum wants the nations to outlaw cars. Why would you do a thing like that? Because if you're dependent on other people for your transportation, you're not free. If you're dependent on other people for access to your money, you're not free. That's why they don't like cash. Because you can bring it home and have the freedom of spending it the way you want to spend it. You're being herded, and you're letting it happen. And it's because study shows that most people will just go along to get along. And it's up to the people who will not go along to get along to save those people from a future of misery. And then I just saw an article that Canada's healthcare system is in crisis. Wait a minute. Just a few short years ago, the Canada system was what all you libs were going, oh, it's the best system on the planet Earth. We should be able to just give everybody everything. No, you can't just give everybody everything. Everybody everything. And they're collapsing. And what are they going to do? Raise more taxes. Well, that's what Biden's doing. Remember, all the new IRS agents, they're just for rich people. We're just going to monitor rich people. That's the rich people we're after. We're not after you small people, but, oh, if you made over a $600 transaction, we want to know about it because all rich people make $600 transactions all the time. It's very obvious what they're after. They're after your money. They're after control. They want to be able to say to you what you do, where you go, when you go, what you think. That's the whole end game here. There's one thing that history will teach you if you'll pay attention to it, is there's always somebody wanting to control you. There's always somebody. There's always somebody who wants to control you. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we have given the government absolute power without any recourse. And here we are running headlong into a dystopian future where the government will control your money. And if you speak out against them, they will crush you. You do not believe me? You do not believe me? You just wait. Step by step, your freedom will be crushed. Step by step, They will monitor every minute of every second of your life. And the only way it will stop is if enough brave people stand up and go, no, I'm not wearing your stupid mask. There's nothing to support that it works. No, taking Uncle Sam's little prick, because it was never tested to prevent transmission and has proven to not do so. As a matter of fact, the majority of people dying right now are vaccinated. Remember the bullshit lie? Remember? Oh, if you get this, you won't get it. You won't transfer it to grandma. They've been wrong at every single corner. When are you going to stand up for yourself? When are you going to be brave? When are you going to go against the river? Because time is running out. Time is running out. And if you do not stand soon, you will not be able to stand at all. Know that. That's a fact. And you had damn well better start standing up. You had damn well better stop being scared and be brave and be free. Because that, my friends, is the only solution to this problem. So once again,
when the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.